Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
But first, let's have a look at the main international stories in the newspapers and websites in the superb company of Kathleen Brooks from XTB. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, let's talk about this story that the Wall Street Journal is breaking overnight. Quite an interesting one, I think. It says that the Trump administration might be set to bail out even more American airlines.
Yeah, absolutely. So several low-cost US airlines, they're seeking $2.5 billion in US government assistance. Now, that's in exchange for warrants. And these warrants are essentially a stake in equity if the government wants it down the line in exchange for this money. Usually that happens when a company is in trouble, but it's basically just to see them through higher fuel costs for the rest of this year. Now, US airlines are very strange compared to European ones because they don't hedge their exposure. So they don't, you know, plan for spikes in oil prices. It's quite different from what European airlines do, which actually leaves them really, really vulnerable at the moment. But Trump is a big fan of having lots of airlines, and he says it's all about competition. I think you would be probably if you own lots of hotels. You do want people flying around the world quite easily.
Yeah.
But this does come on top of Spirit. So Spirit is another quite well-known US budget airline. And they've asked for a $500 million loan from the Trump administration. So budget airlines really are, they're in trouble in the US.
Yeah. And so the idea that that the administration would be bailing out three potential airlines is anathema. Of course, that would be regarded as state aid here in the European Union. It keeps these airlines alive. The natural animal instincts of the market, i.e. survive or die, don't seem to prevail anymore.
Well, this warrant is, you're partly right, I think. I think a warrant just gives the government a bit of flexibility. Now, they can turn it into equity and become, as you say, like owners of all these airlines, which Trump may want. But they don't necessarily have to do this. They gave quite a lot of state aid during COVID to keep businesses running during the lockdowns. And actually what they did, they sold those warrants on the market once that period of kind of distress for governments had, for companies had eased. So they could do that again if things get better. But obviously it's a bit strange because COVID, the US government couldn't really control that. But this, they very much can. So it's, you're right. There's definitely, it's got a bit of a smell to it, this one.
Indeed. The land of capitalism might be turning a little bit socialism friendly.
Well, yes.
Now, meanwhile, closer to home and staying with aviation, EasyJet and Jet2 have promised not to add any fuel surcharges this summer.
Absolutely. And no state aid coming from the EU. You know, no whiff of socialism from there, which is unusual, I suppose, compared to the US. But yes, there's been lots of naysaying, actually, from EU officials, from international officials about travel from European airlines, about how we're going to have to pay so much for our airfares. It's going to ruin travel for the summer. It seems like that's not necessarily the case. And actually, there are still some bargains to be had in Europe. Now, I just mentioned how US airlines don't hedge. Well, in Europe, they do. So EasyJet, for example, as you mentioned, they've said that they're not going to add any surcharges, certainly not for the foreseeable future anyway. Now, EasyJet is actually hedged. Well, it's bought all its fuel at a lower price, for 70% of its fuel, for the rest of this year. So you can see why it's not in as much trouble as airlines that don't hedge. So they're saying that they're not going to put up their prices. And actually, those surcharges that you've heard, so IAG, that's the owner of Aer Lingus, but also British Airways as well, they have announced surcharges. But that's not for people who already have flights. If you've already booked your flights, you're not subject to those. It's for people that are booking in the future. Mm-hmm. So that's something to point out there. And also, we have been hearing maybe that flights will be cancelled and, you know, schedules will be
trimmed
down.
Lufthansa are cancelling 20,000 flights.
They have. So what you need to look at are which companies have hedged their jet fuel costs and which ones haven't. Because the ones that haven't, they'll be more likely to change their itineraries.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you say that they've hedged their fuel. That's hedging the price of the fuel, but the physical delivery of the fuel could be an issue, and that'll go as much for EasyJet as it will go for Ryanair, much closer
to
home here.
Ryanair, very similar, very, very famous hedger. No, you are right. So there are issues there, and obviously the Strait of Hormuz being blockaded, that's a problem. They're now having to get it from the US, believe it or not. So we'll there are alternative options, but you're right, it's a much tighter market for supply.
Now, talk about markets. One of the Bank of England's departing bosses predicts a notable market correction.
Yeah, that's Sarah Breeden. She was the deputy Bank of England governor. Now she is she's also the director of financial stability there. As you said, she will be leaving soon. But she pointed out that there could be a really big market correction. So she didn't say crash. She didn't say when the time of it would be or the extent of it. But she said that there will be one. Now, I would say that's not kind of rocket science, right? All of history, we've seen sell-offs, but she's particularly worried about private credit, also AI stocks. So big US firms that have spent a huge amount on capex, that some of that will become, invalid and might erode the value of some of these big firms. If you just look at, you know, Meta, Microsoft, Amazon, I mean, they are spending hundreds of billions of dollars on AI going forward. Actually, they're going to report results this week, so we'll see whether or not that started to pay off. But I think they're valid concerns, but we do have to remember that she is paid to worry about this kind of stuff, like lots of central bankers around the world. So she would be probably not doing her job if she said everything's great.
Yes, indeed. And of course, she would join Madame Lagarde at the ECB, who has said that the market has been unusually sanguine about this energy shock.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there definitely is a point there, but there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't know how long it will last for. If they end the blockade in the next couple of days, then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, equity markets always look to the future. They don't look today. They kind of generally price things in 6 months in the future. Now, obviously, we're getting up to the second month that this conflict has been going on. Mm-hmm. So we can't completely remain sanguine forever, but certainly in the short term, there's still hope that the ceasefire will lead to the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, but we just have to wait for that to happen.
Indeed. Now let's move to China. And it has threatened retaliation after its companies were added to the Russian sanctions list by the EU.
Yeah, the 20th sanctions package against Russia, actually. But this package actually includes a much broader number of non-Russian companies, so companies from outside of Russia, that's because the EU wants to shut down back channels that's used by Russia to import things like defense technology from China and to export energy, to other parts of the world, including, you know, China and also India. And they have slapped on tariffs on some Chinese companies. That's caused Beijing to absolutely lash out against the EU. And they're also threatening to sanction EU companies because of this. So real kind of bilateral relations are kind of deteriorating with China. And it's deteriorating at a time when, you know, Europe is kind of maybe thinking about how reliant it may be on Chinese technology going forward. If that's from everything from AI technology, but also, you know, solar and renewable technology as well.
Yeah, indeed. And something to watch very carefully. But trade diversion was or has been a huge issue since this war started. In other words, European companies are selling goods to neighboring countries of Russia who then just pass it on with a little markup. Yeah. Kathleen, thanks so much for joining us. That's Kathleen Brooks, the Director of Research with XTB.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.